through the courtesy of the Mutual Broadcasting System. It was Mutual reporter Andrew West who attempted to interview the senator just after Kennedy made his concluding remarks to a victory celebration and began to move out of the ballroom.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Counter Mr. Humphreys and his backgrounding you as far as the delegate votes go.
You can just go and start to struggle for it.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Is that possible?
It could be.
Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen? It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. And another man, a Kennedy campaign manager, and possibly shot in the head. I am right here. Rafer Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. He has fired the shot. He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment. I hope they can get the gun out of his hand. Be very careful. Get the gun. Get the gun. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun. Stay away from the gun. His hand is frozen. Get his thumb.
Get his
hand. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. Now, get away from the barrel. Get away from the barrel, man.
Watch the gun.
Look out for the gun. Okay. All right. That's it, Rafer. Get it. Get the gun, Rafer. Okay, now hold on to the guy. Hold on to him. Hold on to him, ladies and gentlemen. They have the gun away from the man. In this shot, they've got the gun. I can't see the man. I can't see who it is. But Senator Kennedy right now is on the ground. He has been shot. What is he? Wait a minute. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald. Hold him, Rafer. We don't want another Oswald. Hold him, Rafer. Keep people away from him. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. Now, make room. The senator is on the ground. He's bleeding profusely. Apparently, the senator has been shot from the... in the frontal area. We can't see exactly where the senator has been shot. But come on. Push back. Come on. Grab a hold of me and let's pull back. That's it. Come on. Get a hold of my arms. Let's pull back. All right. The senator is now, the ambulance has been called for. And the ambulance is...
Bring the ambulance in this entrance.
And... this is a terrible thing. It's reminiscent of the valley the other day when the senator was out there and somebody hit him in the head with a rock. And people couldn't believe it at that time. But it is a fact. Keep room. Ethel Kennedy is standing by. She is calm. She's raising her hand high to motion people back. She's attempting to get calm. A woman with a tremendous amount of presence. It's impossible to believe. There's a certain amount of fanaticism here now. As this has occurred, no one. They're trying to run everybody back.
Clear the area.
Right at this moment, the senator apparently, we can't see if he is still conscious or not.
Can you see if he's conscious?
What?
Can you see if he's conscious?
I don't know. No, I know he's half conscious.
He's half conscious. And ladies, We can't see, ladies and gentlemen. One of the men, a Kennedy supporter, is going first. Come on, out. Is there some way to close these doors, Jeff? Is there any doors here? Out through the exit. Let's go. Out we go. Unbelievable situation. They're clearing the halls. One man has blood on himself. We're walking down the corridors here. Repetition in my speech. I have no alternative. The shock is so great. My mouth is dry. I can only say that here in the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel, the back entrance from the podium in the press room, the senator walked out the back. I was directly behind him. You heard a balloon go off and a shot. You didn't really realize that the shot was a shot. And yet, a scream went up. Two men were on the ground, both bleeding profusely. One of them was Senator Robert Kennedy. At this moment, we are stunned, we are shaking, as is everyone else, in this kitchen corridor at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. They're blocking off the entrance now. Supposedly to make room for the ambulance. That's all we can report at this moment. I do not know if the senator is dead or if he is alive. We do not know the name of the other gentleman concerned. This is Andrew West, Mutual News, Los Angeles.
That was the incredible scene at the moment of the shooting of Senator Robert Kennedy last night, dramatically and ably reported by Mutual Broadcast reporter Andrew West, made available to our CBS News listeners through the courtesy of the Mutual Broadcasting System. CBS News will continue to keep you informed of the latest developments in the Kennedy story throughout the day. This is Alan Jackson, CBS News, New York.
This is the CBS Radio Network.